United States President Barack Obama is on the way to New Orleans today for the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, one of the greatest natural disasters to ever hit the United States. 80% of New Orleans was flooded when the storm tore through the protective levees, and about 1,800 people died. Several hundred are still missing, including one Catholic priest. Susie Hodges spoke to the Archbishop of New Orleans, Gregory Ament. He told her about the anniversary.
Many people are calling it an anniversary, and I must admit my own bias is to call it a commemoration. An anniversary, in my mind, always denotes something that is more joyful. And we are commemorating it in a spirit of, first of all, grief for those who died. The hundreds, almost 1,000 people died in Hurricane Katrina, and particularly in the flooding. Besides the grief, there is also gratitude to God for the people who are still here and have rebuilt their lives. There is hope for those who are still rebuilding, and that is still taking place. And we are very much cognizant of the fact that it's not just the people here who have helped one another, but literally over the last 5 years, 25,000 volunteers have come to the Archdiocese of New Orleans to assist in the rebuilding. And so the faith of the people is very strong, and it's one of the privileges that I have to be a native son of the Archdiocese of New Orleans. I'm very much inspired by the faith of the people here. They have been through a lot, and yet they believe that God certainly is the one who protects them and will help them to continue to rebuild their lives.
What does the city look like now, 5 years later? Are there still many deserted areas, boarded up houses? Can you paint me a picture?
As we celebrate this anniversary, the city has gone through incredible rebuilding and incredible growth. And it really depends to a large extent on what area you go into. There's some areas that have been completely rebuilt. Others have been mostly rebuilt. And there's still some that are struggling tremendously. So it depends on the area, but it is evident that there is a hopefulness as we celebrate this anniversary and this commemoration that God is faithful. God has certainly seen us through difficult times, and when you look at the history of the Archdiocese of New Orleans, it's 214 years. We have been through many hurricanes, flooding, yellow fever epidemics, fires, and so many other things, and the faith of the people in God is very strong. We also have as our special patroness, Our Lady of Prompt Succor.